With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, June 9th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we've got a Missouri River Activities Conference girls softball doubleheader for you as Lamar's community hosts the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln Lynx. Our coverage will start around 5:20 right after our 5 o'clock news. First pitch of game one is set for 5:30. Catch that doubleheader only right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. The Bulldogs and Lynx and MRAC softball coming up tonight here on KLEM. Well, let's recap yesterday's softball and baseball action around the area, taking a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. And we'll start in softball in the War Eagle Conference, where the Akron Westfield softball team got a dominant shutout win over MMCRU in five innings last night, an 8-0 win for the Westerners behind a phenomenal power display from Kenzie Allen, who went a perfect 3-for-3, and of her three hits, two of them went over the fence for home runs. She had four RBIs as part of the win for the Westerners. Kimberly Fairbanks and Katie Brown each added RBIs on 1-for-3 nights, and Avery Gaswin, boy, she was locked down to the circle, five innings of three-hit, no-run softball, striking out four Royals. Those three hits MMCRU recorded off of the bat of Gracie Schrader, Tia Tenninger, and Chloe Alish, respectively. Good win for the Westerners, 8-0 and 5 over MMCRU. After a rough CYO tournament weekend in which the Hawks lost two games to ranked opponents, 15th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's bounced back in a dominating way, defeating Sibley Ocheyedan 17-6 in four innings last night. Sophia Harpinall went 2-for-2 with a double. She drove in three runs. Kimberly Cronin had a nice day at the plate, 1-for-1 with two RBIs, and really every Hawk had a great day at the plate as 10 different Remsen St. Mary's batters had an RBI. Yeah, that's more than nine. So see, even the bench getting involved for the Hawks as they pick up another win and stay undefeated in the War Eagle Conference. The Hinton softball team had to go to extra innings but put up a four spot in the eighth inning to down South O'Brien, a final score of 10-6 in eight innings. Carlin Covarna was 1-for-5 with a double. She drove in three runs. Chanley Boovie hit a home run going 1-for-3 with two RBIs, and Sydney Duska was 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. Kayla Cypersma, of course, had to pitch all eight innings for the Blackhawks. She did allow nine hits and six runs, but did strike out nine batters as well, as Hinton gets a nice extra inning win, 10-6 in eight. Also in the War Eagle Conference last night, Galen Catholic took their first War Eagle Conference loss as they fell to Trinity Christian on the road, a final score of 6-4 in favor of the Tigers. Harris Lake Park also downed Hartley Melvin Sanborn, a final score of 6-2. To the Western Valley Conference in softball, where Kingsley Pearson picked up a nice conference victory in five innings, downing MVAOCOU 9-1. Woodbury Central defeated Western Christian 5-3. Ridgeview scores the upset over second-ranked West Monona, that final score 5-3 as well. Westwood dominated Siouxland Christian 15-0 in four innings, and OABCIG defeated Lawton Bronson 8-7 in eight innings. To the baseball scoreboard around the War Eagle Conference, where the Galen Catholic baseball team, they bounced back after a rough CYO tournament weekend as well, defeating Trinity Christian 11-0 in seven innings. That one did not get to the run rule. Mason Small powered through that one. He went 4-for-4, three doubles, and three RBIs for Small. He also pitched in the game, going five innings, allowing just three hits, no runs, and striking out seven batters. Wyatt Kuntz was 2-for-5 with a double and two RBIs. He went an inning and a third on the hill, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out three. Braden Horkey drove in two runs, going 1-for-4, and Owen Seavers had a three-hit night as he had an RBI as well for the Jays. The MMCRU baseball team, boy, they made quick work of Akron Westfield last night, 11-0 in five innings, behind four RBIs from the leadoff man, Gage Johnson, going 2-for-3 with a double. Braden Miller was 3-for-3 with an RBI, and Brandon Dreckman continues to hit the cover off the ball. He was 1-for-2 with an RBI. Ryan Dreckman was the pitcher of record for the Royals. He went 4 2/3, allowing a hit, no runs, and he struck out 4 batters in the win. Again, just the 1 hit for the Westerners at the plate. Not really much doing for them last night. The Hinton baseball team picked up a dominant win over South O'Brien, defeating the Wolverines 14-3 in 6 innings, as Max Costello went 2 for 3 with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs. Carver DeGroat was 1 for 3. He had a double and 2 RBIs. Colin Dunkel, 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs. And Logan Kempema was 3 for 5 with an RBI. Dawson Spies did a little bit of everything for the Blackhawks. He pitched 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs, and striking out 4. And then he went 4 for 5 with an RBI at the plate as well. Remsen St. Mary's baseball rolled past Sibley Ocheyedan last night, 15-0 in 4 innings over the Generals, as Dalton Klein goes a perfect 3 for 3 with 2 RBIs. He also pitched 3 innings of no-hit baseball, striking out 6. Aiden Holman pitched the last inning and also did not allow a hit while striking out a batter, so a combined no-hitter there for the Hawks in 4. Blade Nelson went 1 for 2 with 2 RBIs. Bo Johnson 1 for 1 with 2 RBIs. And Dayton Knipe was a perfect 2 for 2 with an RBI in the win as well. The Harris Lake Park baseball team rolled past Hartley Melvin Sanborn 16-0 in 4 innings last night. And Wes Sue hung on to beat George Little Rock 3-1. To the Western Valley Conference of Baseball, where Kingsley Pearson stayed undefeated in the WVC this year, a 10-0 win over MVAOCOU in 5 innings. And how about Easton Nissen? Not only was he effective with the bat in his hand, but he was powerful as well. 4 for 4 with a home run. He had 4 RBIs as Easton Nissen boldly leads the Panther offense to the win. Wyatt Clayson, Jack Seglem, Tyler Cook, and John Leakley each had RBIs for the Panthers as well. And Landon Howe pitched 5 innings of 3-hit, no-run baseball, and he struck out 9 in the win. The other Western Valley baseball scores from yesterday: Western Christian down the losing streak of Woodbury Central as the Wildcats continue to falter, 11-6 in favor of the Wolfpack. Ridgeview dominated West Monona 15-5 in 6 innings, and OABCIG shut out Lawton Brunson 13-0 in 6 innings. Another score we should bring to you that might be of note: a Class 2A girls state soccer quarterfinal contest saw Bishop Heelan get shut out in Ames yesterday as Dallas Center Grimes end the Crusader season by a score of 3-0. You can check out all of the state soccer scores from yesterday in Ames, along with all of the baseball and softball scores that we just mentioned to you. They're on our website right now at KLEM1410.com. Also there, we have some Little League scores to tell you about from Monday in the Lamar's Little League Association. We're going to junior boys action, where a couple of games were played and the D-backs took both of them. D-backs defeat the Mariners 11-5 and 13-5 in the 2 games. In major girls competition, the Liberty beat the Falcons 17-10. The Mystics double up the Sky 20-10, while the Fever dominate the Lynx 15-5. Aces shut out the Wings 12-0. And the Dream barely squeaked by the Hawks 10-9. In minor league girls competition, the Lightning beat the Comets 5-2. The Avalanche shut out the Storm 11-0. Suns shut out the Hurricanes 2-0. And the Thunder and Sparks play to a 2-2 tie. You can check out all of those Little League scores from the summer this year. You can check those out on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, coming out yesterday from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association, a new set of baseball rankings for the remainder of this week. Let's go to Class 1A, where there are 2 area teams that are getting some recognition for the Baseball Coaches Association. Starting with the top 5, Martinsdale St. Mary's leads the way at number 1. Coon Rapids Bayard follows at 2. St. Ansgar 3, South Winneshiek 4, and Newman Catholic checks in at number 5. We have to go just outside of the top 10 into those other receiving votes in the top 15, and that's where you find both Galing Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's. Those two both getting some recognition from the Baseball Coaches Association this week, and they are ranked just outside of the top 10, but still in the top 15 in Class 1A. Over to Class 2A, where Pleasantville leads the way as the number 1 team in the state, Roland Story 2, Iowa City Regina 3, West Lyon 4, Beckman Catholic is number 5. Worth noting, Unity Christian is ranked number 8. The Knights and the Jays will play each other in a doubleheader today. We'll tell you about that in our sports schedule coming up. In Class 3A, Wallert Catholic is number 1 with MOC Floyd Valley at 2, Marion at 3, Carlisle 4, and Bishop Heelan, who Lamar's Community plays on Thursday, they are ranked number 5. Then finally over to Class 4A, where Sioux City East retains their number 1 ranking this week. Indianola number 2, Cedar Rapids Prairie 3, Iowa City Liberty 4, and Cedar Falls number 5. Also worth noting, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is in that same receiving votes category, just outside of the top 10. But in the top 15, and of course the Lynx come to town to take on the Bulldogs in baseball here tonight. You can check out all of those rankings in their entirety by logging onto our website at KLEM1410.com. We also have some spring postseason accolades to pass along to you, as the Lamar's Community Boys soccer team was notified yesterday that senior forward Deji Kabongo was an honorable mention All-State selection by the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association, a Class 3A honorable mention All-State selection for Kabongo, as he was the top producer for the Bulldog Boys soccer team this year, scoring 19 goals and easily leading the offense for Lamar's Community. He also dished out a total of 3 assists this year and was the sharp shooter for the Dogs, as he was able to put 72 of his 109 shots on goal. He was a very effective goal scorer, again with 19 on the season, as Kabongo helps lead the Bulldogs to another strong boys soccer season, and he's rewarded as an honorable mention All-State selection, following in the footsteps, a good Kabongo lineage of boys soccer All-Staters at Lamar's Community. Deji Kabongo, this year, an honorable mention All-State selection by the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. Congratulations to him on that recognition. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today. Another busy day around the area, starting in softball in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Our doubleheader for you tonight: Lamar's Community plays host to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Our coverage starts right after the 5 o'clock news. Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton and MRAC softball. Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan. And Sioux City West is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In the War Eagle Conference in softball tonight, MMCRU plays host to Kingsley Pearson. Hinton is at MOC Floyd Valley. Trinity Christians at Sibley O'Cheaton. To the baseball schedule today in the MRAC, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, as we mentioned, now a top 15 team in Class 4A. They are at Lamar's Community tonight. Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan. Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City West. To the War Eagle Conference in baseball tonight, where Galen Catholic is at Unity Christian for a doubleheader. That should be a great set of games and a good challenge there for the Jays. Hinton is at Lawton Brunson tonight. Akron West Field looks to bounce back at Alta Aurelia, and Trinity Christian is at Sibley O'Cheaton. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.